What do Everton not do in any games recently? They never score two goals. I think they scored a late one against Spurs to level a few weeks ago. Other than that, they don't score two goals. Against Forest, they seem to. We've got BNF ready for the big one in sunny Montego Bay in Jamaica. Forest all over the world. Well done.
Oh my gosh, so that pre-Everton.
Yeah, pre-Everton. So he was ready for the big game, obviously.
Thank God he's in Jamaica and can not think about Nottingham. Yeah,
he can have some tequilas in the sunshine. We've got Dubai Trickies. They watched the game in Studio One in Irish Village. There was 10 of them confirmed before the game. I hope they said more the merrier. I'm not sure how merry they're going to be after that load of crap. We've got NFFC Avon, Bristol and Bath supporters group. Another group who had a good few people show up today for their Forest All Over the World. And then Simon from the Bahamas said, my boy ponders tomorrow's midfield selection in the wake of the Luton mauling. And that was yesterday before the Everton game, which we've had today. And I'll tell you what, the midfield selection, you can ponder some more because we can't seem to figure it out, can we? Oh, what a dreadful day, dreadful game.
And thank you to Simon for covering that last episode, by the way. Really,
well, actually, you've been gone for a couple episodes now, Matt. Yeah. Let's be real about it. You've been gone for two or three weeks. People messaged me and going, "Where's the blame game?" And I was waiting for you to come back to do it, which we'll do today.
Perfect game.
You know what I mean? Look,
for a blame game episode, wouldn't you say? That Everton capitulation wasn't a capitulation. It was just so. You know what? I think Forest are getting relegated, you know? I'm resigned to that now.
Oh, okay. So that's right.
I'm resigned to it.
Everyone switched off and we're packing our bags.
No,
you think we're getting relegated?
Just,
great, good
mate,
for you.
We did this podcast while we were wallowing in the championship. Couldn't even get in the playoffs. It's okay to be honest about how you feel about the team. You can't just always think that we're going to be doing okay. Forest haven't shown me anything. Nuno and Forrest haven't shown me anything. You know what I concede to you? Nuno has now achieved two less points than Cooper in the same amount of games. So you've been vindicated, Christopher.
Okay, Danilo, passenger in midfield, unacceptable. You have one or two really good performances, you string them together, and then all of a sudden you give us that, I don't like it, I need more bite, I need more fight. I actually asked for Danilo and Dominguez to be the midfielders, and then I'm like, what am I doing? I don't know who our midfield is anymore. Get better, be better. Those away games you can't hide away, not acceptable. Matt.
Danilo is very much a contender for the blame game today, but I'm going to put Nuno in there. There was so much about the general team performance that I'm thinking, what? I'm like, this team needs to get relegated and they need to all be staying at our club and they need to earn their way back into the Premier League. Callum Hudson-Odoi.
Hudson-Odoi? Why do you blame Hudson-Odoi?
Wasteful, toothless, and it's pretty consistent.
Should have had two pens though, right? One was a handball. One was him getting taken out from behind. Nuno, you've got it. Nuno, you've got it. You've got to get the team up for that kind of game. We're playing in Everton and Goodison Park. You've got to get them up for that kind of game. It's just not acceptable.
Yeah.
I don't accept in any way, shape or form that you can't get a team up for a game in Goodison Park against fellow relegation battling strugglers, Everton, who've been useless. Now, I know there are goals from distance, but Nuno, I need you to get this team up for big games like that. Like we just saw Luton get absolutely destroyed at home. Is that not enough impotence and enough, you know, inspiration to go and hammer and tongs at Everton in Goodison Park? But no, a woeful performance, and the players should be ashamed of themselves to a degree, and the manager should too. I know there was some fight out there. I know that Morgan Gibbs-White was fighting for his life.
Was he?
Yeah, he was.
Was he fighting for his life?
No, he was.
Was he?
Yeah, no, stop the music.
You're going to say that Gibbs-White was fighting for his
life?
Stop
the music, because we'll get into this. If you want to play this game with me, we will. Stop the music. You want to talk about Morgan Gibbs-White, yeah? How many times this season have I listened to you pontificate and crap on and on and on about how you think he hasn't done well enough? And then in the big moments, in the big games over the last few weeks, be it against Luton with the assist, against Palace with the assist, against Fulham with the assist and the goal, his absolute all-round performance in many of these games we've got points from have directly come from him. And you say nothing about it. Then one day we play Everton and Goodison Park and you go, has he? I just think you're ridiculous.
You've just said many of these games. You only listed three games, so
the
many
recent ones,
is a
yeah.
word you can't really use.
The recent ones, yeah.
The recent ones. Mate, I'm not trying to slag Morgan Gibbs-White. I'm just trying to put some realism into the sort of slightly overexcited rhetoric that comes out of our fan base about him.
What's the overexcited rhetoric? Like, I can't believe I'm doing a podcast
well, because
with
he has the potential to
he
be.
He has potential.
He has the potential to be as brilliant as everyone's going on about. But there are several games like today where he tries too hard to complicate things with the ball. Like, I mean, tries to be too clever, tries to be too tricksy.
He's not going to have the perfect game all the time. There's going to be moments in a game where he does things that don't always come off.
I'm not saying you have a perfect game all the time. I'm saying you can have a better than average game more often than he has.
Honestly, you drive me insane.
More often than he has.
You can't, there's no point. It's a waste of time in singling out our best player for certain things not coming off necessarily today when other things do.
I don't want to single him out.
Hang on a second. Did you watch the game? Because I missed the first 20 minutes.
I watched the game. It was on Sky.
Yeah, I missed the first 20 minutes and then I went back and rewatched it after I'd missed it already, right? Let me tell you something, right? Morgan Gibbs-White, one of the most crucial parts of the entire game, was a lovely, incredible ball he sent across towards Callum Hudson-Odoi, and Hudson-Odoi volleyed it into Ashley Young's hand, and of course it wasn't given as a penalty, but it would have gone across to Wood. That goes in, everyone's talking about Morgan Gibbs-White. Everyone's talking about how that was an amazing ball to Callum Hudson-Odoi. The amount of chances he gives our attack to begin a build-up and a really good attack, or even some of the balls he plays through that our attack don't finish, is ridiculous. And we never look at them. We only look at the ones that Wood finishes, or you know what I mean, or the goal he scored against Fulham. He is the focal point of our entire attack. He's incredibly important to us.
You're talking about a moment today, mate.
I'm not talking about moments
today.
I'm talking about moments in every game that I watch.
Today, Forrest were toothless and Gibbs-White was a big part of it. That's all
okay,
I'm saying.
Okay, well, let's move off Gibbs-White, because I don't know why you're even...
I don't really see what's good about Dominguez today. I saw him... It's the loose passing. It's a constant loose passing and a lack of aggression and the slow and stodgy pace of everything.
The slow pace,
really slow,
slow
and
pace
stodgy.
To pick up on that is what was a real problem for me. Is I'm watching us pass the ball around as if we're playing a five-a-side game. Like I want, like, well, a slow five-a-side game. I just want us to like fizz the ball into the players. I want us to really show some aggression. What annoys me the most is as I was rewatching the end of that second half, right. There was a point where Niakate had the ball in the corner trying to win a corner. He then passed it out, risky pass, and we played the ball and got an attack going from, like, I think it was the last 20 minutes of the game. We were like 2-0 down at this stage, right? And we got a really good attack going. And I thought, why are we playing with such bravery when we're 2-0 down? Why can't we just, for God's sake, play with that kind of bravery from the kickoff? Because we're desperate.
But we still don't threaten the goal. We play with a little bit more intensity, but it's not bravery. Still, there's no... I was looking at if you listen to the YouTube podcast post-game, a lot of the things that were being said were about... I can't remember who it was. They're talking about the two teams and the individual players and how much more talent we've got. I'd definitely take Doucouré in our side. I'd take O'Neill in our side. I'd take so many of them.
Do you mean McNeil?
What did I say, O'Neill?
Yeah, so you don't even know the names of the players. This is where we stand.
Yeah, I mean McNeil. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm just saying that the tenacity that they displayed, despite being a rubbish team themselves, them and Luton have got that thing that Forest had last year, actually, and that Forest had in the Championship. Yeah, you've got to question the individuals in our ranks now. You've just got to, because...
I don't really agree with that. I think a lot of the Everton players have been awful this year, and a lot of their fans would say that, right? So, like, I don't the comparison to a team that we just happened to lose against, it doesn't really fly for me. It doesn't work, right? I just think that overall, you have to look at the season and go, why haven't Forest got more points? Okay, part of it's because we have a -4 point deduction, which we're appealing this week, and we'll hear the outcome of that soon, hopefully. But, like, the other part of it is, why are we beating Newcastle and Man United in 1 week? And then over the course of the next 4 months after that, only winning 2 Premier League games. Like, how is that possible? How is this team going to St. James's Park and winning 3-1, beating Man United 2-1 at home, and then all of a sudden, 4 months passes and we've only won 2 more games similar to them? Except, like, that's what drives me insane, is we're playing teams we should be beating and we're not getting the results. Now we're in the run-in, and Nuno really has to step up, and... I felt like we stepped up after we got the deduction a little bit against Palace and Fulham, but now it's just tapered off. You know, we've gone from what could have been good form.
There were a couple of giant killings, mate. The timing was right. The thing, you've got to be honest, Forest don't possess the fluidity and the pace and the intensity and the skill to compete much higher than where we're at. And you know what? I only ever thought we needed to get 17th again just with less pressure and this points deduction. And all the narratives that's coming this year are obviously changing. They've added pressure, so we haven't got what we wanted. But actually, I don't know. Forest, we need to get real. We're a really poor Premier League side, and sometimes we over-exaggerate how good our good
players
are.
But Matt, let's be realistic. We are better than Luton, Burnley and Sheffield United, right?
We have better potential. Are we better at application? Only by 1 point, as.
No, we're not. We're not. We're better by 5 points because the minus fours. That's the thing is, can we stay above those teams even with a 4 point deduction and a hamstring? Right? I don't know. The problem I'm having is, and we'll talk about City later, is we're playing Man City on the weekend, and we've got to be realistic about that game. Like,
it's going to be a loss because City desperately need the win.
Well, no. Last year they needed the win, and we managed to get a miracle draw. But what I'm saying is, like, unless we get a miracle game again. 9 times out of 10, everyone will put their house on Man City to beat us, right? Even though it's at the City ground. It's been such an exhausting season, and it's been a circus. And I don't know whether we've made it a circus, the refs have made it a circus, the Premier League has made it a circus, or it's a combination of all three. But, like, we're not in.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's just an absolute survival mode season. And, like, I know last season felt like that as well, but there was more fight. We were the underdogs. Now we're not necessarily the underdogs. Although, coming to the last four games, I would say we actually absolutely are the underdogs because we have a game against the best club in the world on Saturday and three other teams, and Luton have four games, which are all, even though they lost 5-1 to Brentford yesterday, reasonably chance-worthy, winnable, if you know what I mean. I don't know how to feel at all about where we are. Like,
let me interview you. You're a Forest fan. You're a Nottingham Forest fan,
right?
Yeah,
I am. How are you doing?
How do you feel about your club at the moment?
At the moment, I feel like we are
Do you enjoy supporting your team at the moment?
Yes and no. Like, I enjoy the most miraculous, amazing moments.
Don't give me yes and no. Do you enjoy supporting your team at the moment? Like, are they giving you great pleasure week to week?
Not great pleasure, but yes, they're giving me pain as well.
So you're a masochist. You're enjoying
the pain. No, that's you. You like that stuff. Like, I'm not into that.
Don't worry about me. You said you answer questions.
Okay.
You are enjoying the pain that your team are giving you.
I enjoy the highs. So even if there's a good moment in a game,
when was the last high that you
Fulham
had?
Fulham, probably, I'd say.
Before that?
I don't know. There was probably a draw somewhere in there that I enjoyed. Maybe it was West Ham win.
There are no highs. There's Fulham. Maybe a draw. There was West Ham. That was clutching at straws. Like little ideas that land in your head that you've forgotten about.
Excuse me?
It's been a crap season, mate. And the team have let you down.
Listen, the team haven't just let me down. They've let all the other fans down. And they've let the club down in general. But it's not over. I'm not going to sit here and say that they've let us down.
No one's saying that it's over.
Excuse me?
No one's saying
No, but the way in which you're framing the questions implies that it is. And I'll tell you one thing. We're not done yet. We're still outside the relegation zone. Your media men love to jump on the bandwagon with Luton. You love to jump on the bandwagon disliking Forest. And I'm not going to accept that we're gone yet. Because I would love to turn my two fingers up to you guys and the Premier League. I really would. And I'll tell you something even more special. If Everton Forest survive this season, it's going to be an absolute eruption.
Everton are surviving.
Everton are already survived, yeah. They today probably did that. Yeah, they're surviving, no doubt. Listen, let's get to the week that's in it. We've got an appeal coming up. We've got Man City coming up. Are we done with the Everton game? Have we spoken enough about it? Was there anything really to say? What about that tweet at the end? That was a bit all over the place. Do we want to talk
about
that?
We'll talk about the tweet at the end because I don't think it's a big deal at all. I don't really find it embarrassing. I don't know where else the club have got to go. I think that this...
But what do you think? Like, what do you think it achieves? That's my, like, I suppose, like, my question about the tweet is, like, I don't really, in my opinion of the tweet is that it's irrelevant. There were still three terrible decisions made today by VAR. That's unacceptable. I want to talk about that and not distract from that. And this doesn't highlight it. This distract, but this tweet kind of...
Agreed. I think the bigger problem is our playing staff and our... lack of success on the field at the minute, generally speaking.
No, Matt, I'm saying that the tweet distracts from what actually was some awful decision-making. It doesn't highlight it. The tweets highlighted those issues, but those issues were already highlighted. We were going to talk about them anyway. I don't know why we... I'm not sure why we did that. I don't mind it. I just don't care. I think it's irrelevant. That's my... You're there talking about Clattenburg being a trailblazer. Like a few weeks ago. What sort of trailblazing is he doing now?
Marinakis.
Why are we paying
Marinakis
him?
Is a trailblazer.
Why are we paying...
Marinakis
but
is
why,
a trailblazer.
Why are we paying... Why are we paying Clattenburg? What are we doing? What sort of decision is that? Why is that helping us? Why are we tweeting these things out? I don't understand why you think it's of any benefit to us whatsoever. Explain it to me.
It's a slightly more abstract way of thinking you need to adopt if you're going to see what the way Marinakis thinks. It's not about you get Clattenburg in, suddenly your players can score more goals. That's not how it works.
What do you mean it's not like? What do you mean it's not how it works?
It's politics.
You spent
isn't
a long
it?
Time talking.
It's politics.
Excuse me.
No, it's politics.
So what? But it's what? But how is it? Because since he's been hired, we've had a lot more worse decisions happen to us. I don't know how it's helping us. Come on.
Same as before. After no, because now what happens is it's not just us moaning. You get an official. It's like now we're talking about the PGMOL. There's probably low. You know how many rules there are that we don't actually know in this massive rule book or the way that legals work.
Yeah, you're still like
Marinakis.
You're still not making any sense to me. I just want to know, like, without you chewing your bloody McDonald's all over the keyboard, I want you to clearly and concisely tell me the benefit of that tweet and the benefit of having Clattenburg in our staff. Just go ahead and tell me. Just give me actual reasons.
I don't think there's a benefit to the tweet. I don't think there's benefit to the tweet. I just think there's not that much. I think it's neither here nor there. It's like, so what?
Okay.
What else are Forest going to do?
Well, that's annoying. Then we both agree it's kind of irrelevant. We should be just talking about the penalties and why they weren't given. Right. Okay. So let's move on from the tweet then. Let's talk about Clattenburg because, like, this is another...
Yeah, but I don't find it as embarrassing as you do.
Excuse me? You don't... It's a little embarrassing.
I don't find it inappropriate. No, it's not. No. What? Where's the censorship coming from?
It's not
from?
Censorship. I just think it's a little... It is a touch embarrassing to put out... Like, we don't need to do that. Why don't we just write the letter behind the scenes?
Okay, but what's embarrassing about it?
I think that it feels like this petulant child sort of complaining about something that we know was a problem. Let the fans do that. The club doesn't need to... Like, I don't know
fans
who...
Fans don't get listened to. We all know that. Fans don't get listened
to. Yeah, but I don't know who... But I don't know what that... But you're saying fans don't get listened to. So what is the tweet going to get listened to? Is that what's going to happen?
Well, it already has.
You're
been.
Eating again
the uproar.
On the bloody mic. Stop. It's been listened to by no one, right? It's not going to fall on deaf ears. It's gone out into the world like any ordinary person like you or I would tweet. You said the fans
don't... It's going to get talked about all week, mate.
But so what? In the media? But what's it going to do? Are the referees suddenly going to go, we better go easy on Forest because they did that tweet the other day? Are they?
But it will make that guy accountable because what are you going to do? What's he going to go? Go, no, that's definitely not a penalty. Forest are wrong. They're going to have to concede that Forest are right. Even if they have to say the way they've gone about it, it's a little bit immature and embarrassing. But guess what? They're right.
Yeah, but here's the issue that I take it up with. Like, they wouldn't. But there's no outcome. They would have done that anyway. They would have had to look at the penalties and concede anyways. The entire Sky staff were in the studio talking about how they were all penalties. It was already in the media and in circulation. I don't know what it gains us going on social media or whoever it was to tweet it. We don't even know who it was, right? And just posting, we have no choice but to do this. To do what? What are we going to do? We're not going to do anything. Hire another Clattenburg? Pay two people to analyse things and tell us how the referees keep getting it wrong? It doesn't do a thing. We need to get better on the pitch, right? We know those decisions are going to go against us because they have all season. Let's just focus our attention on staying up.
You need the right kind of player. You need better mentality. You need better fight.
Right, so now you're telling me that the players aren't good enough after you told me they could have been better. This is what I'm saying. Like, I've been saying this stuff to you.
They haven't been good enough this year. Are you saying they
you're an asshole, right? Because I was telling you the whole way through the season, the players haven't been good enough. They let Cooper down, he got sacked, and then I continued that rhetoric even when we won a couple of games. And now we're back where we started. And I'm saying again, yeah, the players aren't good enough again. So I'm the one that's been saying that. I'm the one that's had the continuity to say that the whole way through this season. All right?
No, nonsense. Trying to take credit.
I'm not trying to take credit. I'm just trying to get you to understand what I said. It's just annoying when you don't. Right. So the personnel, right, hasn't been good enough. Our keeper situation was poor before. We solved that. Our defensive set pieces have been poor. We've never resolved that. Although, interestingly, we conceded from two long shots today and no set pieces. But we are now losing our attacking threat over the course of the last couple of weeks, right? Actually, well, that's not true. We scored two goals against Wolves, but one of them was from a header and the other one was from, I don't know, like a sort of a ricocheted ball that landed in Danilo's path. My point is that we looked really dangerous going forward for a few weeks this year, this calendar year, and now we don't. And now that's a problem. And, like, not scoring against Everton is... It's a problem. We were just wasteful. Like, you know, that chance that Wood had was well saved by Pickford, but then he went in on it again and nothing happened. Like, I'm just upset that we've absolutely no consistency at either end of the pitch, you know?
Well, my story's pretty bleak. I don't see Forest staying up.
Right, so that's that then. I just get the other guests back on? People who can actually talk about the potential of us staying up? Like, do you think it's an impossibility that we stay up? Let's go into Man City. We may as well go there now. Do you think it's an impossibility? No, stop talking. I'll stop you now. Do you think it's an impossibility that we beat or get anything from Man City on Saturday? And then do you see Luton winning their next 3 or 4 games and us getting nothing? Is that where your head's at?
No, my head's at what I can see us not winning another game, and I can see Luton winning one other game, and that would be enough for them to take our place in the Premier League.
Sorry, so you can see us losing every single game to the end of the season. Is that right? Or drawing a few, or what?
No, well, I've seen no evidence that we could go out and do much against City next week. I see no evidence that we could go away to either of Sheffield United or Burnley and go and get anything. And I see a lot of evidence that Chelsea are hitting a newfound vein of form in these latter stages of the season. And we've been quietly thinking, oh, well, we can maybe get something from that Chelsea game because they're no good. I think they're going to piss all over us. I almost think that we've got more chance against City than we do Chelsea.
Yeah, I wish I hadn't asked the question there, really. Okay, I'm going to try and be a little bit more logical and economical than you've just been there, all right?
Do you mean predictable?
If we look through the games, Man City, 9 times out of 10, we lose that game. All right, unless you get miracles like last year. Burnley, or Sheffield United, we should be beating them. I don't care if it's away. We're better than them. Even if we're not better than every other team in the league, we are better than Sheffield United. We should be beating them away, all right? I think Chelsea, there is a chance we can get points in that game. We beat them away at the start of the season. I know they're a different prospect now and they're starting to find form, and I know Palmer's starting to do work wonders, but they're still a little bit in disarray. They're not near the finished article that they think they might be over the course of the last few weeks. They're not nearly there. So, yeah, I do think we can get something from that game, even if it's just a draw, right? We haven't actually lost to Chelsea since we've been up in the Premier League. We've drawn 2 and we've beat them once away, and now we're taking them back to the City Ground, okay? Burnley, last day of the season. Yeah, I do think we can win that game. So we do have a chance to pick up points in the next few games. The problem is that this weekend feels almost like a write-off, but I'm not going to write it off yet. I'm going to predict a draw. Why? Because we got one last year and I didn't think we'd get one. Okay? So I'm going to predict the backs of the wall, draw. 1-1 again. We'll just say the same thing. Bernardo Silva will score from distance like he did last year. Chris Wood will score late like he did last year. That's my score prediction for this weekend. Give me yours.
Do you think Haaland is going to miss 3 sitters again?
Yep. Give me your prediction. They'll be tired. They're going to Brighton on Thursday. There'll be something in it anyway. Go on. Give me your score prediction.
I think it's going to be Wiley. I think it's going to be a Wiley one. So I'm going to give a Wiley prediction.
What's a Wiley one mean? What does that even mean?
Out of control, unsuspected, different, left field. So I'm going to say Forest win 2-0. And people are like, what the hell is going on here?
Okay, so you spent the entire podcast telling me how bleak things have got and you're pretty sure we're going to get relegated, but we're going to beat Man City 2-0 on Saturday. Well, that, Matt, is why you're back on the show, for your own unpredictability and ridiculousness. We are awful at the moment, and we need to get better, and we need to get better fast. All right? Follow us at Forest All Over on Instagram or at NFC All Over on Twitter. Alternatively, go to forestallover.com. Cheers.
Sports Social Podcast Network.